Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net audio podcast for Monday, November 7th, 2005. Today's message is titled with a question, How do you smell today? Scripture text is from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 14 through 16. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are the smell of death, to the other the fragrance of life. And who is equal to such a task? We have had a beautiful autumn here in rural Pennsylvania. We had a storm come through yesterday evening, but this morning it's crisp and clear, with blue skies and a bright, shining sun. Here's the view from my window today as I prepare the message. And if you were to be examining the email or web version, I've got a picture of just taken outside of a dogwood tree as well as a beautiful silver maple tree in my backyard. We have several different odors here in the country. Well, most of the time it's just fresh country air. But periodically we get a whiff of the pork producer about a half mile away with 3,500 squealing pigs. And some days we are blessed with a chocolate smell from the chocolate factory in town that is just like Grandma's chocolate fudge. But this morning we are getting another treat. About twice a year we can count on the farmer fertilizing the fields across the road. He uses a natural product readily available. A couple of days ago, I looked out and noted the spreader was dispensing the fertilizer, liquid animal waste or manure. Since these fields are west of us and generally the winds come from this direction, you may get some idea of that odor, although many of you who have never lived in the country can only imagine. We have learned to just accept this periodic melodious intrusion, and it sure makes you appreciate fresh air. Yesterday I preached on Christ's call to be the light of the world. I had the entire church sing the old children's song, This Little Light of Mine, Motions and All. I hope that you let His light shine through your life today. But did you know that we as Christ's followers are also emitting a fragrance? Paul uses a rather unusual metaphor in our daily text to describe an aspect of ministry. Through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. God has ordained that His people spread the fragrance of the knowledge of Him everywhere. The Greek word for fragrance is osme, and is the very same word used when Mary washed our Lord's feet with expensive perfume, and the fragrance filled the house. This fragrance is detectable to both the saved and the unsaved. However, their reactions are different. To the unsaved, we are the stench of death. To the saved, we are the fragrance of life. This reminds me of a theme found in John chapter 3 regarding reactions to light. Some love light, others hate it. I'm intrigued by Paul's closing to this thought. And who is equal to such a task? He was aware of the awesome responsibilities this placed upon himself and other believers. Today I urge you to spread everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ. May it be a pleasing to God and the fragrance of life to many. This is the Daily Encouragement Net audio podcast. I'm Stephen C. Weber. And now my wife is going to share a prayer that she has written this morning.
God, I am thankful for the sense of smell. Depending on what I am smelling, it can bring about a pleasant response where I just want to linger, taking in more and more of the pleasing scent. Today, I pray that the spiritual fruit from my life would emit such an aroma. First, I want to offer to you the sweet-smelling sacrifice of a life that is completely surrendered to you. Secondly, I pray that those whom I see today would find interaction with me to be a very uplifting part of their day. May I bring encouragement through pleasant conversation and by taking a personal interest in others. May the fruit of my labor be helpful and pleasing to those whom I work with today. Safeguard my lips from bitter complaining and destructive gossip. Lord, keep me mindful throughout this day that I am to you the aroma of Christ. You've entrusted a great deal to me, so I will rely on you to bring about divine appointments throughout my day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for writing that prayer this morning and sharing it with us, and I make that my prayer as well. As I mentioned as I opened the message today, it is a beautiful day. We have a number of challenges that we are dealing with in our life, and today I will be home taking care of my mother as Brooksine and Esther have an appointment. I've tried to keep people posted on this ministry. We care for my 84-year-old mother that has been in very severe health the last couple of weeks with a disease called shingles. Well, we continue to press on, though. Again, this ministry is on the web at dailyencouragement.net. There are a couple of photos up on the site today with today's encouragement, both an autumn foliage photo as well as a photo, any of you that might be interested, of that manure being spread a couple of days ago to the field to the west of us. Well, thank God that we are not spreading manure, but we are spreading the life of Christ. May you be encouraged this day. May you stay faithful to the cause of Christ and be assured of God's steadfast love and care.